Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And we are back with a Nunday. I put another and Monday together, so I just created a new word. Maybe that's our new series word.
Well,
anyway.
Samantha, I have learned new Star Wars knowledge. The Star Wars days of the week, one of them is Benunday.
Benunday.
So you're close to...
I'm close. So I'm calling this a Nunday, which is my Monday mini, because it's another Monday mini. A Nunday mini.
I like that.
And we're coming back to me making all of my Monday minis, like Samantha's social media corner, which I did. I feel like that's my new thing now. In which I just find random posts and I'm like, yeah, we're going to talk about this because I find them fascinating. And also I have a lot of questions and thoughts that I don't put on social media myself because I am not articulate enough to type it out on my phone.
So that's a nerve-wracking experience.
Yes,
we were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand it. I start. So anyway, that's a whole different episode. But I do need to put a trigger warning, content warning. We are talking about sexual abuse, sexual harassment. We're talking about all the violence against women type of things here. We're not going into detail. I'm talking a little bit of specifics and even like violence with animals. So put that at the top. I know, intriguing, right?
Wow.
because honestly, my TikTok has been flooded with several things because the world is bad. I think we had this conversation just with Bridget about how all of social media does make me really, 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 really sad sometimes. Also, I did find a new dog content where all they do, I'm not really sure the gender of the dog, but is get types of containers, brings it to its owner, and then tries to lay in it, no matter how big or small, and then falls out of it on purpose and is really proud of themselves. Really love that content. Anyway.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's the beginning joyous content that I have found. But unfortunately, the other side of that is there's a viral video going around. I want to say it's a YouTube video. I don't actually think it originated with TikTok. And I was trying to find the original video, but of course, my short search, I'm sure it would be easy to find. I didn't. It's essentially that whole situation where a person with a mic goes randomly on the streets asking random questions to people. So what Billy on the streets has been doing, but now is everywhere and everyone does it. And sometimes you have some really iconic answers and sometimes you have really problematic answers and you start like, yeah, this is society. But this one was asking people, specifically women, would they rather be alone in the forest with a bear or a man? And I have a feeling if you're on social media at all, you know exactly what I'm talking about because it's huge. But if you're Annie, and you're not on social media, you have no clue what I'm talking about.
Nope. I was very shocked to hear this was the topic of discussion.
When I said this to her, I just assumed she was like, yeah, of course. She's like, what? What? Because I said bear or man thing. She was like, what? So I don't even know what was going through your mind. I will say in my searches, when I was looking for like the original video, the actual search results showed me that Chinese sun bears and people talking about whether or not they thought it was a man in a suit or actual bears.
Oh, yeah.
That you know what I'm talking about. Huh?
That I do know about. Yes.
Which I have seen that. That's been a minute. But I was like, oh, that's funny. Those are the two results I get. But specifically about women being alone in the forest with whether it was a bear or a man. Of course, there's a lot of discussion and a lot of talks. And unsurprisingly, I think most women said bears. And men are unhappy. Of course, this is one of those situations, not all men, because there's also a new thing with this of women asking their partners if they're cis, I guess, or if they're in a heterosexual relationship. So we have women with men asking them, would you rather your daughter be in the woods with a bear or a man? And a chunk of them either have a lot of questions or typically just like bear. Like straightforward. And then when they are asked why, they'll be like, because I don't want my daughter to go through some of the things that they could go through with men, essentially. And so it's a back and forth about all this. But you have a chunk of men sitting there going, that's so ridiculous. Literally trying to say all these scientific, and I'm putting this in quotes, facts about what bears can do to people. And this is dumb. And how would women even survive that? This is someone, one of the commenters said brain rot. And one of them said internet rot. And they just need to get off the internet because they don't understand. And then at one point, they were like, yeah, and if they were put in a room, would it be with just a bear or with a man? Like, having these scenarios just go completely out of whack and getting upset that women are saying bears. And even in the interview, you have the women saying, well, let me ask these questions. And then just ended up saying, yeah, bear. And of course, we have this conversation. Some of the reasons that we have said, we being women or marginalized people, are saying is bears attack out of hunger or fear or protection. And this is from what I gather. Like, so you know kind of what to expect. So yes, you may die. You may die. But the other thing is, but you also know that you're just going to die. Like, that's it. You're not, I mean, you may be broken. You may go through some things, for sure. But like, as where men are torturing, sexually violating, and maybe taking pictures and posting, like, you know, the level of public humiliation, as well as the fact that for bears, like, you're probably going to get more sympathy from a bear attack than being attacked by a man. Or you're also more likely going to be believed if you're attacked by a bear rather than a man. Or you don't have to be publicly humiliated to tell your story and petrified of retaliation of some sorts. And I find that fascinating in that conversation because men are like, but no, this is what happens to you. They don't just, they do bad things to your body too. One dude has went as far as to say like, oh, you think men will violate your body? Bears do too. Bears hump trees. They'll hump you. And I'm like, can you name a case? Like, I'm sure maybe weird things have happened. So I'm not completely disregarding, but like the amount of times that have happened. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me? Of course, that's not a thing. And then, yeah, one of the reasons that women said they were more scared of men is because if they are rejected, if they felt like people were insulting them or threatening them, or because they just don't like women or anyone different from them. The example of the man randomly punching women on the streets of New York. For no damn reason, literally seeing them on their phone, just decided to punch them. Or just because they can. Literally just saying, I just wanted to see if I could. Again, I'm trying to really, really think about why the men are so angry in this situation. It's one of those things in the level of like you're getting defensive over something that either is really true and you're angry about it because you know that you're that person that they're talking about. Or this is that whole alpha level of connection of like, well, you know, bears and only men can be really fighting. Like, I don't know if that revenant has any kind of like thought process. You know, like in my mind, I'm trying to really rationalize why they are so angry and why they feel the need to like, no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. To a hypothetical question that really is just about society. Right? Like, I'm thinking, is this somehow challenging men? That men say, if men say, I'm afraid of a bear, and a woman says, I would rather be around a bear, it somehow challenges their masculinity? Somehow, yeah, like, I'm trying to go down that route. I think I'm going to have to sit quietly for that, and I don't have the patience. Maybe I really do have brain rot to go down that road. This episode is brought to you by Snagajob. Snagajob is where America goes to hire with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242-424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Of course, this came back to me thinking about the statistics that we all know and we haven't checked up on recently because I feel like things are getting worse. But of course, we know that the statistics are going higher. Apparently, to the edapp.com, they talked about in 2023, there's a sexual assault that occurs every 93 seconds in the United States. I think that's about the same number as it has been. We know that in 2023, 81% of women have faced sexual harassment in their life. 43% of men have faced sexual harassment in their life. We also know that a majority of them don't report, especially in workplaces. And the few that have reported, about maybe 15% have something, some kind of consequence. Weinstein, his case just got overturned in New York. I outright cursed at my phone and like threw it.
Yeah.
Because I am so damn angry. Of course, apparently this is going to a new retrial. And the California cases are still in place. And so he's still locked up for like the 12 years, 16 years. So he's still in jail. He's still locked up. So that's the good news in this. But the level of anger I have about that, I feel like that is the new all men. You know how women will respond, yeah, not all men, but all men, is now and the bears. I would rather be with bears. That's the new response to this, and that's kind of that same level. There has an alarmingly high uptick of family annihilation cases recently. And I'm actually going to come back. We're actually going to come back and do an episode about this because I'm very deeply disturbed by what is happening with this. And maybe it's because social media is highlighting it a lot more. But I did look it up. And in the last 2 years, it has says there is an uptick of men killing off their entire family for quote unquote, either domestic violence reasons, rejection reasons, whatever. Like so many reasons. And I want to come and visit that. There might be no answers. It may be the same conversation we had when we talked about true crime, because we did put a few statistics in there. But also, we also know that there's been an uptick of women killing their children as well and themselves. So I'm very interested in what's going on. I do want to just have this conversation. But things like this is what's like the bear versus man. The statistics of transgender and queer assaults have always been pretty high. We know this. We know that at least 47% of transgender people have faced some kind of sexual assault. 46% of bisexual women have dealt with sexual assault. We know that people who are disabled have been at risk 7 times more than any other group of people for sexual assault and harassment. And then we talked about the fact that the lifetime cost of each survivor of rape is around over about $122,000, $122,000 to $123,000 in their lifetime. And the fact that there's no compensation for that, or rarely any compensation for that, hurts. Hurts a lot. When I was looking up all this conversation, I did try to see if there was anything in the news or anybody was talking about it outside of TikTok or any viral conversations. And we have one columnist from inews.co.uk. Her name is Kate Lister, and she had some thoughts about it, and I wanted to read a little bit from her article. She talks about the statistics of why maybe women are saying bears. And so she says, let's start with the bears. Bear attacks are highly sensationalized, but rare. According to research published in the Nature Journal, there are around 40 brown bear attacks on humans worldwide each year, and most of these are when the bear feels threatened. Of these 40 attacks, 14.3% were fatal. So I'm like, that's just significantly low. Anybody? Okay. Between 1870 and 2014, there were 73 attacks worldwide on humans by wild polar bears, 20 of which were fatal. And that's the one bear that I hear people talking about being like, oh, they're the most dangerous, the polar bears. So there's that. Black bears attack and kill around one human per year in America. And because of humans encroaching on their territories, black bear attacks are on the rise in Japan. Encroaching on the territories. Bears generally leave humans alone and will alter their behavior to avoid us where possible. In fact, we pose far greater danger to them than other way around. According to Western Wildlife Outreach, 50,000 black bears are legally hunted in North America each year alone, while over 800 polar bears are killed by humans every year. I don't know if anyone is asking the bears who they would rather be stuck in the forest with, but I'm pretty sure they wouldn't choose the man either. So I was like, yeah, absolutely. As in fact, I saw an acquaintance of mine go legally hunt black bears in North Carolina. And it goes on, now for the men. Male violence against women is incredibly common and not sensationalized nearly enough. On average, 2 women per week are murdered by their partner or ex-partner in the UK. According to the UN, 55% of all female homicide worldwide are committed by intimate partners or other family members at a rate of 5 deaths every single hour. Their research also found that most violence against women is perpetrated by current or former husbands or intimate partners. More than 640 million, or 26% of women aged 15 and older, have been subjected to intimate partner violence. I feel like that should be enough said. This whole level, And I will say this. The few encounters, because I live in the mountains of North Georgia, that I've had of bears, they are just as scared of me as I was of them. And me yelling at them was enough for them to run away. As where if we were yelling at men, guarantee that same situation would not happen.
Yeah, it's true, because I feel like it's completely accurate that the bear attack is so sensationalized. And I do think you're onto something with the, because I feel like for kind of the hunter type men, the bear is like your top predator. And so for people to say, okay, I'd rather be with the bear, it makes complete sense to me that men would be like, well, actually, bears are really, really dangerous, but like totally missing the point. Whereas a lot of, I would say largely women answering this who said the bear, I actually reasoned it out. As you said, like they ask questions and they're like, okay, no, the bear. So they're kind of like really thinking it through and knowing these dangers, whereas it seems the men just went right to ignore why they would say that. Right. You're wrong because I know about bears.
Right. I mean, it really feels like an Office episode.
Yes.
About the black bear.
Yes. Have you seen Grizzly Man?
Right. To the point that you just sit there and go, literally one person a year. Like, I think at one point, someone else, statistics of like 15 people at most in a year. And then the amount of women that have died at the hands of their partner is literally spaced out in a single day. Like that,
yeah,
is like the amount of statistics. And the fact that men are so threatened by this question.
Yeah.
To the, again, like, I don't know why this is a go-to for so many insecure men. Is, yeah, then ask them for help. For what? Help from other men?
It's like a very dismissive thing, too. Because it's like, essentially, trying to dismiss why women would say that, as in, you can't handle, you don't know fear, you don't know bears.
Right.
But I wonder how much of it is like they feel threatened too by, well, if you're living with the fear of the bear every day, then you must be stronger than I thought, ladies.
This episode is brought to you by Snagajob. Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242-424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Here's a statistic, and I just needed to know. More men have been killed by bears than women. And I just, because like, so here's one, and I don't know how outdated. Oh, this is 2016. So this is a Vox article in 2016 about attacks involving grizzly bears and occurring during summer. And it says, among fatal bear attack victims, the average age was 37. Of these victims, 21 were female and 50 were male. And that happened in deep back countries with hobbies dominated by men. Mm-hmm. So I don't, because it's, they're in their space. So that's a whole different conversation. But I did wonder, like, in like camping situations, whether like who are the ones going to antagonize the bear versus who are not.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a video also of this group of people, and there were several young women getting a cub out of a tree that they just wanted to cuddle. And they're like, that is illegal.
That's dangerous. That is dangerous.
I think people were in so upset. And I'm like, yeah, rightly so. Leave the bears alone, dude. Let them be. So, yeah, when they come into our territory and go off, they've had some cocaine. Apparently, that could be a thing.
Can be. That's also pretty rare, but it can be.
I had to throw that in for a reference. Found that disheartening that this is that deep of a conversation and that the fallout is men being upset. And I think there are some girls being like, no, that's not true. I wouldn't pick a bear. Because then they like result to like, I would definitely pick Ryan Gosling over a bear. Who wouldn't? Just kidding.
Right. Well, again, that's when you ask the questions. But when it's like just some random man.
Bear. If it's a strange person I have never met and it's just a dude that's just chilling and they're staring at me. And I see if I see a bear and a man at the same distance, I'm not going towards either one of them, to be honest.
I'm like, I'll just back out.
Yeah, I'm staying away from both of you. But if you're telling me we're in the woods and like, yeah, I would rather like be able to play dead with a bear, hopefully, versus trying to run from a man.
Mm-hmm.
And hide. I've seen those horror movies.
Me too. You know I have. yeah, once I was hiking alone and I was in a very remote place and it was in North Georgia and I saw a bear and I was nervous, but I just was like, okay, just take calm, keep going. Then I saw a man and he was just standing there in a very awkward pose and he was stock still and he just like watched me go by and I was more scared of him for sure.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
It rattled me. Right. Like the bear, I was like, okay, I'm just going to like try to move on and be cool and not.
Don't panic. Don't look at it. Just walk
go.
Slowly.
And then after I couldn't see it, I couldn't hear it. I was like, okay, I'm good. But that man, I was like, I could be so far from him and he could shoot me. Like, I don't know.
Right.
What he was doing, but he was just, it was creepy.
Right. No, that's absolutely like when you hear a rustling in the woods, I'm more scared that it's going to be a man, a giant watching me or a wild boar.
Wild
those
boar.
Wild boars in the mountains, they're fast too.
They'll get you. Well, I think that's the thing though is like, I don't want to mess with bears. Bears scare me.
Right.
But I also, I think that's kind of the point is that if that's true,
yeah,
then if the man is scarier, the random man.
Right. And again, a lot of them are like, yeah, I could die either way, but I would rather be killed by a bear versus a man.
Yeah.
That's that scenario. That's that conversation. And like, what's going to happen? I mean, and as what's happened in Wisconsin, which I believe Sade Robinson met a dude on Tinder and he dismembered her and killed her with an initial meet. And there's a conversation about the fact that he may have killed other Black women. And no one's caring. No one until like it came out like in a bigger conversation, no one really said much. And it's not a very hyped case.
Right.
And like those are the situations like, yeah, she took a chance on meeting a dude in public, I believe, and died.
Mm-hmm.
And that we know more and more and more of those cases. And it's kind of like this is that conversation that we're having of like, what did a poor woman, and yeah, if you've listened to true crimes and so many things where they're like, you know, like women are petrified. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, marginalized people are super petrified about what's out there and who's going to get them. And it's more often that they're more afraid of a human being.
Yeah.
Than of all the creatures out there. Except for the deep sea. Like if I go in the deep sea, then maybe I'll be more scared.
Deep sea is scary.
Deep sea is so scary. But yeah, I think that was an important conversation. And I hate that this is a constant turnaround conversation that I'm like, wow, like you refuse to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I do feel that so many times, and most of my male friends have been very cool about it, but you'll just mention something and they'll be like, what, really? Like, yep, that's just my existence. And, I feel like so many of these things just showcase over and over again that we are living in different worlds. We've got a long way to go.
And then the amount of men who are getting boosted because they just said, oh, yeah, bear, because they, quote unquote, get it. But this is minimum. This is minimum.
Yeah.
But I get why we're celebrating, because this minimum is really high compared to the rest of the average here.
It is. Yeah. It's unfortunate because, like you said, it's also, yeah, when a bear attack happens, you hear so much about it. But
it's kind of
every
like shark
day,
attacks too. Yeah.
Every day inundated with violence against women. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Well. You know,
that's
happen
the world
again.
We live
next.
In.
Sorry. Women stop wearing these clothing. Thanks.
Right.
Don't go out alone.
Yes. Oh, God. Well, I did not know this is what we would be talking about today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for keeping me up to date on these trends that I don't know about.
That now is going to go away. If TikTok is forever gone.
Got a year. Yeah, 1 year. Listeners, if you have any thoughts about this, please let us know. You can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph Will Never Told You. We have a YouTube too and T Public Store and a book that you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.